This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. China's president is back in Beijing after concluding an overseas trip that included a visit to Washington for talks with President Bush. After leaving the U.S., Hu Jintao traveled to several oil-exporting nations where he negotiated new agreements. And that's seen as evidence that China's energy needs are increasing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
In Nairobi, President Hu reached an agreement with Kenya, giving a Chinese state oil firm offshore exploration rights. Earlier in Nigeria, Hu signed a deal giving China 4 oil drilling licenses there. And before that, Hu lobbied Saudi Arabia for help in establishing strategic oil reserves. But China downplayed the deals, hardly giving them any mention in its English-language press. Beijing has become increasingly sensitive to fears that its thirst for energy is forcing it to seek oil in countries that the U.S. considers rogue regimes, such as Iran and Sudan. That sensitivity became obvious last Thursday when Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang fielded a question about China's ties with Sudan and human rights abuses there. We will not repeat Western colonialists' barbaric plundering and bloody infringement of human rights, he said angrily, rapping the podium for emphasis. We've sent peacekeeping troops to Sudan based on United Nations resolutions, he added. Why don't people mention that? Professor Wu Lei is director of the Center for Energy Security and Strategy at Yunnan University in southwest China. Wu says that China hasn't yet developed an overall energy security policy. China is, after all, relatively new to the game. It went from being a net oil exporter to net importer in 1993. It doesn't even have a Department of Energy or ministry in charge of energy policy. Wu predicts that China will eventually have to address other countries' concerns about which countries it gets its oil from.
China's energy diplomacy has not factored in certain issues, such as human rights, justice, and ethics. I believe this is a shortcoming. The policies are not perfect and need to be perfected. This problem reflects a sense of urgency China feels about its energy diplomacy.
That insecurity comes from China's dependence on oil to keep its economy growing at a 9% clip, and the Chinese Communist Party's dependence on economic growth to keep its grip on power. Professor Wu says China is also anxious about the fact that 90% of its oil imports come in by sea.
China's oil security is highly dependent on American protection. China does not have the means to maintain stability in the Middle East or to keep sea lanes open for shipping. If the U.S. and China come into conflict, China's oil supply may be cut off.
Analysts are generally not concerned that the U.S. and China will come into conflict over oil. They are worried, though, that a deeper mistrust between the two countries will make them see energy as a zero-sum game instead of something they need to be cooperating on. Michael Herberg is an expert on China's energy policy at the National Bureau of Asian Research in Seattle.
The irony is that China and the U.S. are now in the same boat. As China becomes a major oil importer, dependent on imported oil, we all have a mutual interest in the free flow of oil supplies, and most importantly on reducing the environmental fallout from this massive growing consumption of fossil fuels.
Time is running out. China is already the world's second largest oil consumer. By the year 2030, it's projected to have more cars than America. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.